I don't think the story will shock you, but it's nothing is ever surprising when it comes to Joe Biden. I found this on the Drudge Report. It says staffers with Vice President Joe Biden confined an Orlando Sentinel reporter in a closet last week in order to keep him from mingling with high-powered guests gathering for a Democratic fundraiser. The reporter, a guy by the name of Scott Powers, was the designated pool reporter for the vice president's Wednesday visit to the massive Winter Park, Florida home of a developer and philanthropist, Allen Ginsberg. The vice president hadn't arrived yet, but most of the 150 guests, those guests had to pay $500 minimum to be there, had. They were busy noshing on Caprice croissanti with oven-dried mozzarella and basil, yuck, rosemary flatbread with grapes, honey, and gorgonzola cheese, and bacon deviled eggs. What the hell is a bacon deviled egg? Anyway, before a lunch of grilled chicken Caesar and garden vegetable wraps. Not so for this poor reporter. A low-level staffer of Biden's put Powers in a closet and then stood guard outside the door, Powers told the Drudge Report. When I stick my head out, they'd say, not yet, we'll let you know when you can come out. No Christini for Powers either. He may do with a bottle of water and a tiny makeshift desk. Power was closeted at about 11:30 a.m. and held for an hour and 15 minutes and came out for 35 minutes to hear remarks of Biden and Senator Bill Nelson, and then put back in the closet for the rest of the event. Powers' phone didn't work in the closet, but his BlackBerry did, so he fired pictures of his impromptu present to his editors. On Friday, Powers said the owner of the house called him, said he had no idea they put him in the closet, was very sorry. So the once again, the arrogance of Joe Biden and the Obama administration comes out. This poor guy is in the closet. I think they got it mixed up. Biden should have been in the closet, and the reporter should have been out mingling, because it's the everyday people that put these politicians where they are, not the politicians putting everyday people in closets. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.